come the chestnuts frozen. Then we cook them in that machine.
Elena Bossio manages the Vanini Candied Fruit Company. About 40% of its products are chestnut-based, and one would think the factory is in a superb location, situated as it is in the village of Caslano, in the heart of one of Ticino's main chestnut-growing regions, Malcantone. But appearances couldn't be farther from the truth.
In Ticino, for the moment, we don't have enough chestnut that we could use. If we would have, we would use this one, sure. But we don't have the quantity and the uniformity. And they are going to create again this plantation to save them.
A couple of workers assemble boxes for the finished chestnut products, marron glacé, puree, jam, and whole chestnuts soaked and preserved in alcohol. Just one kind of chestnut is used at the factory for all these products, the large Italian commercial variety, the Marrone di Cuneo. They're imported from Italian and Spanish plantations. In Ticino, chestnut trees now cover only about 2,000 hectares, and only about 500 of these are cultivated, because there are few farmers interested in the costly and labor-intensive work to harvest the fruit, and the smaller indigenous varieties of Ticino cannot compete with a commercial Italian chestnut, even though they're considered just as flavorful as the Cuneo and contain less sucrose and total fatty acids and more protein. The federal authorities have recommended the cultivation in Ticino for commercial use of the Cuneo variety, as well as the indigenous pinca. They've been listening to people like Bossio of the Vanini plant.
We don't have enough chestnuts in Ticino. The problem is that the varieties are too many. And we need for our production just one kind. We need Marroni and not the normal chestnut. It's a special one.
Environmental organizations and the Swiss and local governments began to subsidize chestnut farming in Ticino in the 1990s in order to revitalize the industry. They recognized the cultural importance of the chestnut to Ticino and the biodiversity present in a healthy chestnut orchard. The Ticino chestnut is a wholly organic product as well, because the groves are officially classified by the federal government as woodland, which forbids the use of fertilizers.
Those are woken chestnuts, and we use these woken chestnuts or for making flakes or for grinding. And the grinded chestnut then we can use for producing chestnut noodles.
Peter Lendi runs a small company in Malcantone called Eberosti Lendi. He's begun to buy local chestnuts for flour, pasta, and flakes, and has plans to begin production of a chestnut jam. His company specializes in the imports of organic herbs and spices, and about a fifth of the chestnuts used in Lendi's products are grown locally, but Lendi would like to buy more. He says the total harvest for fresh chestnuts in Ticino only amounts to about 35 or 36 tons, and that's in a good year.
Most of them are sold fresh, and we get the small ones. And the small ones, that's between 6 and 9 tons a year. And from 4 fresh tons, we make 1 dried ton. So in a year we have between 1 and 2 tons of dried chestnuts here from Ticino. But our needs are much bigger, so we need about between 5 and 6 tons of chestnuts, dried chestnuts.
Lendi says demand is growing as people are made aware of the chestnuts' nutritional value and that they're also willing to pay more for premium organic products. A rosy future for the Ticino chestnut industry is a long way off, though, even if there are glimmers of hope.